This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I want to bring up another verse. Let's bring up verse 23. Jesus said to her, Martha, your brother will rise again. Verse 24. I know he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. Verse 25, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Here's what I want to point out there. Martha was pointing to an event in future history, in the future life. Someday my brother will rise again, and I want you to notice what Jesus did. He brought the focus away from, you know, thousands of years in the future and said, no, Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. She wanted to focus on an event, and Jesus said, you focus on me. What's the point? We need to do the same thing. Your belief in the resurrection is tied to a person, Jesus Christ, not to an event. I believe in Christ. That's my hope of the resurrection, not because I believe in some event that's going to happen, even though I believe that will happen, because it's promised. But my faith ultimately is in the person, Jesus Christ, who said what? I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. Paradoxical statement, yet it is true. Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. You saw that a few minutes ago. Take away the stone, he said. But Lord, said Martha, the sister of the dead man, by this time there's a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days. Then Jesus said, did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. The dead man came out, his hands and feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face. Jesus said to them, take off the grave clothes and let him go. Well, I want to talk about this idea of Jesus raising people from the dead figuratively, because he does do that. He did it literally with Lazarus. Someday you're going to be raised from the dead. I will be. Those loved ones that you gave to the Lord a long time ago or whenever, they're going to be raised. But Jesus is in the business of raising people from the dead. You need to write this down, what I'm going to say. Eternal life doesn't begin at the grave. Eternal life doesn't begin at the funeral home. Eternal life doesn't begin at the cemetery. Eternal life began the moment that Jesus Christ became the Lord of your life. Do you understand that? You don't get eternal life, you have it. It's not something you get in the sweet by and by when Jesus is named the Lord of your life and you accept the resurrection life. That's when you have eternal life. Got news for you, you have eternal life right now. So do I. Because of what we've done? No, because of what he did and what he accomplished in his death, burial, and resurrection. We don't wait for an event. We're looking to Christ. Well, all this week, a message entitled The Paradox of Believing. A paradox is something that is contrary to common sense, yet it's true. Jesus made a paradoxical statement when he said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, even though he dies, he lives. You talk about paradox. You've got paradox in that statement, yet it's true. God bless you as you listen tomorrow as we continue this message on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131, the Family Talk Channel.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.